Silver is Director of Grassroots Engagement for Freedom for All Americans, and he's here to give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Brian.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about Freedom for All Americans.
Freedom for All Americans is the national campaign to win full, comprehensive non-discrimination protections for LGBTQ Americans in all 50 states and at the federal level.
How did you become involved?
Marriage Equality USA has been in touch with Freedom for All Americans since it started a little over a year ago. And many of the folks that are working as part of this new organization have come from partners like Freedom to Marry and others that we worked with. We've been in touch with them for quite a while. And as Marriage Equality USA decided that we were going to be closing shop in near the middle of 2016, it became important for us to find a place for some of the marriage tools and resources we created to have a home where they could be used to continue to push for other parts of the movement.
What do you hope to accomplish with NEAT, and could you explain a little bit what that is?
NEAT is the National Equality Action Team, and it's a program that Marriage Equality USA started in 2012. You remember that was the election year where we had four ballot measures in Washington, Minnesota, Maryland, and Maine. And it was really one of the first times where we had this huge public voting on marriage. And it created a lot of excitement in the community, and a lot of folks wanted to get involved. But of course, it's very difficult to do something if you don't live in one of those states. So what we did is we created a program whereby people could make phone calls from home to talk to people in those states, to connect them with legislators, to explain to them about the legislation, and also the opportunity in some of those states to do some weekend canvassing work, kind of as holiday volunteers. And the program was so successful that we decided to make it a permanent part of MEUSA's advocacy work, and then to continue that. And so since then, we've done a total of, I think, 13 different marriage campaigns. And then as we were discussing, you know, what to do with this program, it became obvious that non-discrimination would be a real natural fit for folks to get involved. So we kind of tested the waters by getting involved with the Houston non-discrimination campaign last fall. But our hope with NEAT is that, you know, when there's a campaign going on in a city or a state for non-discrimination, there's at least 49 other states worth of people that care about equality for everyone, that want to get involved. And, you know, whether they can write a check or not, sometimes they just want to do something else or do something more. And NEAT gives people that opportunity. It gives them an opportunity to make telephone calls. It gives them an opportunity to join the coalition as an individual organizer. And it gives organizations a way to be engaged in the national movement while still being able to focus on the local issues that they're working on.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights at this point?
It starts with the personal. As a gay man who is looking forward to marrying his partner this year, you know, having equality and being treated equally is something that's, you know, obviously very personal to me and to my fiance, and something that we will definitely benefit from. But I think that on top of that, or in addition to that, the idea that we would have a two-tiered system for just about anybody in our community or in our nation is, to me, just highly offensive and really goes against what I think the majority of Americans believe that our country is about. And I think that it's also important, and my commitment is to make sure that we're looking at our community and our community's issues, you know, not just from the traditional LGBT lens, you know, marriage, non-discrimination, conversion therapy, things that really just affect the LGBT community, though those are also very important. But the members of our community are also people of color who are affected by a discriminatory criminal justice system. They are women who are having their access to reproductive health and rights attacked. They are undocumented families and kids and parents whose families are being torn apart by a broken immigration system. So my commitment is to look at our community and the people within it holistically, and to use some of the privilege that I have been given and some of the opportunities that I have been given to make sure that other people have opportunities and privilege. And I'm fighting for all of those things within our community that need to be fought for to really create the American dream for each of us.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
From a NEAT perspective, I would love to see non-discrimination laws truly comprehensive, that don't leave out our transgender brothers and sisters, that include full public accommodations. I'd like to see that passing in more localities, more states, and at the national level. I think that, you know, when you do the polling, 80%+ of people agree that people shouldn't be fired for being LGBTQ, and so I'd like to see more of that happen. But the other thing that I'd like to see continue to happen is to see our community continue to come together and look at our issues as being more multidimensional, like I mentioned, and seeing some of these other struggles, whether it be around immigration equality, you know, reproductive health, voting rights, things that are affecting our community and often affect our community disproportionately, that we start looking at those as LGBTQ civil rights issues as well, that we need to get behind just as strongly as we did for things like marriage, and like non-discrimination and some of the other things. And that's my hope, because I think that if we can do that, if we can stand together in those fights, it makes us stronger and it makes us more likely to succeed in all of the things that we want to do.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
Well, I think the first thing is to know that they are not alone. To know that there are millions of LGBTQ people in the United States and even more so around the world, many who have gone through similar situations. It does get better, but they don't have to wait for it to get better. There are resources out there. They need to find somebody that they can trust to talk to, you know, accessing the National Suicide Hotline, accessing the Trevor Project, accessing, if you're in places like New York City, the Allie Fournay Center, and other, you know, homeless services. I think that it's important for them to know that they are not alone and to acknowledge that it is a crappy situation that they might be in right now, and not to try to gloss it over, but to acknowledge what they're feeling and what they're experiencing, but to let them know that many, many people have gone through that, and that while it's not where we want it to be, it will get better, and there are things that we as a community can do to support them now and are doing to support them. We just need to get them connected with those and make sure they know about those resources to help them get through what can sometimes be some of the most difficult, you know, years of their life. But there is light on the other side of the bridge, and we just need to make sure that we're walking with our next generation of LGBTQ Americans and leaders so that they arrive safely on the other side of that journey, like so many of us were fortunate to do.
How can people get information about NEET?
So you can go to our website, which is www.theneet.org. That's theneet.org. And you'll see our current campaigns, ways to volunteer, current shifts, folks that are involved. And you can also, through that website, find out more about Freedom for All Americans, which is freedomforallamericans.org.
What other projects are you working on?
Freedom for All Americans, NEET, is the main focus, and we're re-engaging that and building it back up to be kind of this powerhouse of volunteers around the country for non-discrimination. But we're also doing some projects still with Marriage Equality USA. This is our 20-year anniversary. We have celebrations all across the country in our grassroots communities. We are in the process of writing a book of grassroots stories to make sure that those stories are told right alongside the bigger stories of the movement, because it's the grassroots folks that really carried this issue for a long time as we built support within our own community and outside of it. And we're going to be donating all of our organization's archives to the One Archive, which is the largest LGBTQ repository in the United States, if not the world. And we're very proud of that history is going to be maintained for generations to come.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Yes. People oftentimes just assume that phone banking is not very fun. And I will say that 9 out of 10 people that I speak to that actually do some phone banking find out that people on the other line are much nicer than you think, are much more supportive than you think. We have tough days and we have better days, but overall it's a much more positive experience. And we do have some other ways to get involved that don't involve phone banking. So whether you think you like it or don't, you know, reach out if you're interested in being involved in this national campaign to win non-discrimination. NEET is a place where we can give you an opportunity to do that.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
You know, Harvey Milk's quote about coming out. And the quote is, you know, gay brothers and sisters, you must come out. Come out to your parents. I know that's hard and will hurt them, but once and for all, break down the myths, destroy the lies and distortions for your sake and for their sake and for the sake of the youngsters who are becoming scared. for many of us, those little opportunities to talk about our spouse, to talk about our community, to talk about our work, to share who we are authentically, those moments break down the barriers that impede our path to full equality and justice. And so I think, you know, that's something that I try to do on a regular basis, and I think the more people do that, the better it is for our community.